This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We've been covering news about underground online drug market Silk Road since federal agents arrested the site's alleged founder in San Francisco last week. Today, there's a bail hearing for Ross Ulbricht. Authorities say he masterminded the so-called eBay of drugs. Just using Silk Road, though, was a tricky process. Buyers and sellers had to deal in digital currency and use a kind of identity protection software called Tor. Kate Davidson reports.
Silk Road was all about anonymity. It relied on the virtual currency Bitcoin, which can be exchanged but isn't regulated. It also relied on the software of Tor, which bounces internet traffic through a worldwide network of volunteers. Security researcher Cameron Camp says that makes it appear
that you may come from one part of the globe 1 minute, and then 2 minutes later, you might come from another part of the globe, making it very difficult to track who you really are.
And easier to commit crimes. But the technology itself is neutral, says Karen Riley with the Tor Project. That's the nonprofit that oversees Tor's technology and volunteer network. She says online anonymity helps journalists protect sources and can help you protect your medical privacy.
If you're in law enforcement, you probably don't want to be tracked by the criminals you're going after, because that could be a threat to you or people that you're affiliated with.
Riley says if Tor disappeared tomorrow, those criminals would still have plenty of online tools that law-abiding citizens don't. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.